With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal cohabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you Supreme Master Ching Hai's discussion on climate change with our association members titled Be Veg to Save Ourselves and the Planet, delivered during an international gathering on February 21st, 2009.
I just learned from one of your sisters. She said, we can dig the tunnel, you know. She told me, remember? I haven't read the info yet, but I'm sure you can dig something. You can pay for it, you know. In America, they made ready-made tunnels. Yeah, one of your sisters just told me. You can order by email, pay by credit card. I said to her, oh, so small, and 5-6 people can live in there. She said, yeah, temporarily, can live there for 10 years. I said, then after 10 years, what to do? Maybe the company don't exist anymore. And all the freight, all the airplane don't exist anymore, all the ship gone. How do we order another one for the next 10 years? Well, if we live after 10 years, it would be okay, huh? There are masks, you know, for gas and, oh, tunnel, everything. A small tunnel that your garage size. And they say they're going to dig inside the garage or something. Oh, my God. They think of anything, you know. They're really well prepared. I'm surprised. Why aren't they more well prepared? Like, just be veg, Yeah, if everybody be veg, no need tunnels anymore.
Vegetarianism and religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that in the beginning of creation God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings of Some Aspects of Health and Healing. Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra.
Gaudai, the most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity, meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes, I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism.
Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adilila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata anew.
Islam, Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been especially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Kritanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood, meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds and nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field, tract of the quiet way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow, Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
I heard that the tunnel has everything inside already. You can have some storage for food and all that, and 5-6 people can live in one tunnel. Well, you can, of course. All you do is just sit and sleep, so even 10 people will be okay, huh? For the size of the garage. And over there, you can just go every day, go wherever you want, huh? Yeah, back and forth or left, right, huh? Just going every day and eat and then go. Eat the canned food. I'm telling you, it could be fun, you know? Freedom at last. If you have enough money, just like 40,000, 50,000, yeah, you can buy a tunnel like that. Get ready. And then you put some food in there, yeah? 10 years, it's a very long already, yeah? Provided if you live that long, we are already over middle age, most of us. So if you live 10 years, it's already very lucky. It's already counted as a long life, no? Not bad idea. She said that we have also mask for poisonous gas, you know, those they use in a military operation. And like NASA, I asked her whether we have any mask for dogs, eh? And she said, don't have, don't know yet. I'm sure they make some for dogs, because the NASA, mostly if they use, or the police or army, they use dogs only for maybe sniffing something, so they give them masks. So the thing is, I do hope that people really turn to vegetarian diet, you know, because if not, even if we dig a tunnel, how do we live in there? Tunnel is like a garage underground, you know? Small one. Of course, you can have bigger or many tunnels connected together, but that's not the point either. Always scoop up in there. How you bear it, huh? It's okay maybe for emergency, you know? But to live 10 years in there, oh, imagine, oh, gosh. No, I don't see any solution, you know, with tunnel or not tunnel, yeah? And gas, okay. Can you imagine wear that all day? Look like Star Wars. Remember the film, that your favorite? Star Wars, you know, with these talking through the mask. Probably that's what it is. You see the guy who talk always like a machine? I don't watch that much, but I know about it. I watch maybe half an episode or something here and there. Everybody knows about it. I remember him with a big mask in front and with a long nose, you know? And he speaks through it like a machine, you know, funny voice. Maybe in the future, human will all look like that. Maybe it's not fiction anymore. So scary, huh? How difficult it is just to throw away that piece of meat, huh? And then have everything just like what we have now, at least. Because we still can stop it. It's already contaminated, the air and the sea and all that. But it won't get worse if we stop. And then if we truly want to survive and go through everything we can, to survive. Then that strong will and coupled with the loving action will help us. Well, anyway, what can we do? The world is so big, even. We say the world is small, but it's not that small, is it? I mean, it's small, but people's will are so big, you can't talk to them all. Oh my God, I don't know what everybody is doing. It's already so urgent and they just not moving fast enough. If it were me, I just move it, yeah? It's change. How difficult can it be? How much more difficult than losing the planet, eh? Losing your only place, your home, and your children and all that. Oh God, I don't understand it. It's so easy to understand, so logical. And all the evidence already told everybody. Not like, okay, Master Qinghai, she's a spiritual, you know, person, so she always protect the animals, or that's why she talked like that. It's not just me, is it, huh? It's scientifically proven, eh? That we should be vegetarian. It cut off 80% at least of all the gas and all the affected and the related problems. Yeah. And then the global warming will stop. It's already so urgent and nobody seems to move. Or is it me who don't know? Everybody's moving, right? They are moving?
Can do more.
You can do more? Like what? Like what?
Advertise,
write letters.
Write letters? Then please do that. If you know you could do that, then please do it. Then go home and write letters. Eh? Write as many as you can.
Master, like in US, the brother and sister, they go out passing flyer. Mm. So each day you can pass like 5 or 10 flyer for the people around you, around the area.
Yeah.
That should be work. So if each day add it up to 10, and throughout the year, then you give it to a lot of people.
Yes,
so
that's true.
Each of us just...
Any amount, yes.
So don't have to carry a big pack of flyer to give it out, but each of us like take 10 flyer, put in your pocket. You go shopping or you go wherever, and then you have it to pass it out to others.
Yeah. Even I carry flyers. Before, I used to go and give everywhere. In the restaurant, or in the hotel, whomever I can.
But you are too busy with the schedule. We are not that busy, so we can do the job, easy job like that. Take the flyer and give it out to the people.
Yeah, when you go out to work, you always find somebody. When you stop the car, there's a car next to you. You roll out the window and say, hi there. Yeah, very simple. Or go on the bus. Before you get down to the bus, you give everybody. They take it. It's no harm. They would take it.
Master, I actually had that experience. We have those little stickers that we put on our cars. Be beige, go green. And one day this man pulled up next to me and he was hooting and he was waving at me. So I opened my window and he says, I'm a vegetarian and I'm green. What are you all about? So I gave him a flyer and, and he said, that's fantastic, thank you very much. And then he drove off.
Yeah, even people ask for it. If your car has something like, I'm vegetarian and green, you know, or vegan and green, they will wonder what is that, and they ask you also. You didn't even have to give them, they come and ask. But you have to go all out. I can't do it alone, huh? You are more in contact with many people.
Master, in South Africa, there's only 1.4 million people that are actually able to watch SMTV because of the Dakota. So we want to make a DVD to hand out with a flyer with all the footage on to give out to people who don't have internet or who don't have DSTV because most people have DVD players. So that should work.
Can do that also if you can afford it. Just some short of the introduction about climate change and being vague, how good it is. Yeah? Whatever you can do, it's fine. Yes. There are many ways to do things.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol levels, reduce type 2 diabetes, prevent stroke conditions, reverse atherosclerosis, reduce heart disease risk 50%, reduce heart surgery risk 80%, prevent many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increase life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, conserve up to 70% clean water, save over 70% of the Amazonian rainforest from clearance for animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3,433 billion hectares of land. free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply, consume one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduce pollution from untreated animal waste, maintain cleaner air, save 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life, be veg, go green.
That's what happened to Mars. People were like that too. But what they don't realize is that if they don't move, they'll lose everything. Yeah? And then it's too late to blame anybody. Like we have not been warned or something. We have been warned. Oh, we seal all the windows. We buy like a submarine. Well, the boat, at least you live a few more days, that's the idea. Until your food runs out anyway. Because if everybody is submerged, where do you get your food? Supermarket's gone. Mall's gone. Farmer's gone. So even if you survive in that bunker for 10 years, after 10 years what? Huh? See what I mean? Yeah. Technically speaking, it's not safe, is it? Yeah. People nowadays, they rely on technology. They think, okay, less CO2, I have to go bicycle, don't drive the car, or don't do this, don't do that, turn off the light, turn on the whatever, yeah? But that's just not reliable. It's just maybe temporary. Maybe it can prolong 1-2 months, or even 1-2 years, how long it lasts. Just make it worse, you know? Why don't just be veg? Be veg. Go green. Be veg first and go green. We have time. We have time. I wonder how people who have children don't even try to do anything. Everybody should write to the government and tell them to do something, not just we, the initiate. We are, you know, a small group compared to the whole population. Everybody else has to write to the government and tell the government what they want. Like, I have to change the policy, change the habit of eating. That's all. It's very simple. You could change the house, you see. You change the cars. You change your carpet now and again. Why not change the diet? How difficult can it be? Maybe they're doing something somewhere, the government and the people, but too slow. We don't have enough time to tally like that.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus, blue tongue disease, E. coli, salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk, pig's disease, or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year. Cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption.
Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen, lactose intolerance. Plus more.
If the humans are not on this earth anymore, will Earth be a higher level planet?
The Earth is not just the trees and not just the ocean. The Earth is a being. So she's trying to shake off all these burdens, yeah? That's why we have more disaster nowadays. But she won't get low. Has nothing to do with her. She only gives and gives and gives. So she will be higher, of course. Just we are the one who should be worried about. If we destroy the planet and we destroy the environment, number one, we'll be gone. Number two, spiritually speaking, we have no merit. We won't be any higher. God can reach you, but you have to open your eyes, see it. The sun is useless to a blind person, even if he stands in the middle of the empty space and the sun was right on top of him, he won't see it. But if you're not blind, even you stay inside the window, inside the house, you can see the sunshine and you know the sun is there. You can even peep out and have a look. Even if you cover and have just a little hole, you still can look at that hole and you see, oh, the sun is there. But the person who is blind, he's standing in the open all day long. He won't see any sun. If you keep telling him there's sun, he won't even know what it looks like. If he's been blind from childhood, he won't understand what you're talking about. If it's only gas, and maybe after 100 years we can come up, or 20, it depends on how much and what kind of gas. But if the gas trigger also climate change, hot, then all the trees and all that will die. And no trees, and even less rain. And less rains, less tree. And then we won't be able to stay up there, there will be no oxygen anymore. Right now, a lot of trees are dying in America or anywhere because of climate change. They just die for some reason, like sickness, because if it's too hot, then they get sick, just like people. Eh? Or a lot of bugs, beetles, and like in Canada, so many forests have been destroyed, just become dry and die like that because of the beetles. And similar things happen in America now, and if continue like this, we have no trees left. Huh? Just because it looks okay around here with, you know, manicure trees and things like that, and we feel it's still okay, but it's not always okay everywhere else, and it might not be okay here even in the future. Scary.
We thank you for your presence for today's Between Master and Disciples. Animal World, our co-inhabitants, is up next, right after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. May the providence guide us in wisdom and love.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.